Good morning, church family. Let us start with prayer. Lord God, you know our innermost thoughts and feelings. Please help us this morning to open our hearts and minds to your love, your presence through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that your word will also be inspired by your Holy Spirit. Help us to worship, pray, and sing to your praise and glory through our Saviour Jesus Christ. We're now going to sing our first hymn. Please sing with us as we praise our great God Almighty. The words will come up with the music for those live and are in the newsletter for those on the church website. Please give us a few seconds just to bring it up. To look again at the patriarchs, namely Jacob, as running away from his brother Esau after stealing his inheritance. Esau, after a period of mourning for his father Isaac, had threatened to kill Jacob. This took place almost 4,000 years ago, according to the Bible timeline. So we're going to look at Genesis 28, verses 10 to 22, from the NIV version.
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. When Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, I will give me food and eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be with this stone, and the stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth."
Unknown to Jacob, 100 years previously, Abraham had previously rested in the same place. And as he felt that the Lord's presence was there, he built an altar. And the stone, or stones that Jacob picked up to rest his head on, obviously he put some fleeces down or something, otherwise it would have been a bit hard on his head, was one of the stones from the altar, previous altar. When he went to sleep, God spoke to him. This is Jacob, not Abraham, sorry. And he saw a vision. Now the NIV says a staircase between earth and heaven, with angels walking up and down. The Authorised Version actually says a ladder, and that's where we get the saying Jacob's ladder from. Now Jacob was really honoured because very few people had actually been or been allowed to see the face of God. Because at the top of the staircase or the top of the ladder, God was standing. God actually spoke to him directly, repeating the promise he made to his grandfather Abraham that he'd be a father to a great nation, Israel, which God renamed him. See Genesis 35 verses 9 to 10, where God renamed Isaac Israel. The challenge to us today is, are we prepared for, and if, God speaking to us? There are a few cases throughout the Bible where God has met man, sometimes in the most unlikely places. Moses from the burning bush, Samuel in his bed, and many other places in the Old Testament. Jesus would meet people in the most unusual places as well, calling the disciples from the side of Lake Galilee, in a street where he called Matthew, on the road to Damascus where Jesus called Saul, who was later to be called Paul. After his resurrection, Jesus met the disciples in an upper room, unannounced, without even coming in a door. Another, these are a little bit out of sequence, so I apologise, but Jesus met Zacchaeus, who was in a tree. Some time ago, I gave a talk about prayer and listening, where we should put in time aside for God to speak to us. In 1978, God spoke to me on the top of a mountain on the island of Iona, which is off the west coast of Scotland, after my life had completely fallen apart, and then by words of prophecy in a church meeting by somebody that I'd never met before, which was very embarrassing when he stood up in the middle of a meeting, which I was preaching at. But I did listen to what God wanted me to do. Unfortunately, I've not always carried out his wishes, but I have done my best, which hasn't always been easy. Now comes the challenge. Has God spoken or called us? Are we listening? Have we obeyed? Are we prepared to meet our Maker? We don't know where, we don't know when. If the virus strikes, it could be very soon, sooner than we expect. Are we ready? Jesus has given us a promise of a place in heaven. For those who believe and trust in him and left our wrongdoings at the bottom of the cross. So the staircase is there for us to ascend. The gates at the top are open, Jesus is there with his arms outstretched to welcome us. But unfortunately, there's another staircase ready for those who are not willing to accept Jesus as their saviour. It goes down, not up. And it's very warm at the bottom. The devil is there to welcome us with open arms to everlasting damnation. When I spoke to Rosie about this, she said that the stairs down had recently been converted to a very high-speed lift, which only goes one way, no return. Finally, let's turn back to the Bible, the book of Revelations, where God, through an angel, spoke to the Apostle John in visions, taking him up into heaven to show him where the churches and church people were going wrong, and the future of mankind. We are clearly shown what can happen to us if we take the wrong decisions in life, but also the wonderful promise of joining God's saints in heaven, worshipping our Lord in a wonderful place, the new heaven and the new earth. I do hope that these words have made us all think of what the future can hold for us. I know where I want to go, do you? We have been given the opportunity to make a decision, but the Lord has given us free will to turn to him, to turn away. No half measures, one or the other. Up the staircase, down the lift. We'll now sing our last hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Thank you. Doris is now going to lead us in prayer.
We first pray for each other and for ourselves, the people that we may know that are in need. We want to thank God for the things that have happened to us today, the good things, and give him praise even for the bad things, but pray he will be in each situation within our lives. So at this quiet moment, to bring to God the good things, the bad things, and those that you know personally needs prayer. And now we'll pray for Julie's mum, for Dion, and for Mark. Lord, these people you know, we don't know them all that well, and we just pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon them, Lord. Pray for your healing hands to touch them. May they feel your love. May they feel your strength. We pray for Mary's mother in India, and we just praise you for her, Mary, and her family. And Lord, I pray that you will be with all the people in India at this precise moment where there's so many problems with coronavirus, etc. We just pray for protection for their family. And pray for protection for Mary as she works amongst the people in the hospital. We pray also for Neil's daughter Amanda and for Maureen P. Lord, bless, bear these and hold them in your love and in your care. We pray for baby Wilf. Pray that you will continue to keep strengthening him, Lord. We pray for Roy, Ellen and Melanie, for Dorothea's friend Carol, for Rini's sister Hazel, and for Andrew P. Lord, we lift these people before you. We pray for your Holy Spirit to touch their lives, to strengthen their lives, to be with them in all that they need. We pray also for Helen, Lord, as she completes her assignments and all she has been doing for us within the church, particularly at this time, beaving away in the background to keep the church afloat and to keep it alive. We just praise you for her, Lord, and pray for your strength that she can carry on with her studies and with the church, Lord. We also pray for everyone affected by the coronavirus, whether physically, emotionally or financially, and for those who are concerned about themselves or their relatives, and for those who are returning to work, and if you fear that it may all start up again, Lord, we pray for your protection on this nation, for this coronavirus to be eliminated in your way, Lord. Pray for the UK government that they will turn to God, to you for guidance, and you will give them wisdom in their decision making. We pray for all those around the world suffering from the effects of COVID-19. On top of some already difficult, dangerous and poverty-stricken situations, Lord. Some of these people live so close together that one person gets it, then they all get it, Lord. So again, we pray for your protection on this world. Pray for your intervention in stopping this virus in all countries of this world. We also pray for the situation in America at the moment. Lord, we pray for the people that are rioting. Lord, give them peace in their hearts and let them see that rioting is not really the answer. And Lord, just pray for your spirit to be amongst the people there and that there will be an end to discrimination against people. Lord, help them all to love each other, to work together for peace, for the peace that only you can give, Lord. And Lord, we just lift all these prayers to you. Pray for your Holy Spirit again, Lord, to cover these prayers, to work for the good of these people. And in your holy name we ask this, Lord.
As we finish our service, let's join together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.